Right, everyone, welcome back. So in this part, we are going to look at the Andalusian cadence using some simple arpeggios. I understand the one I did in the beginning was not so simple in the introduction video. But yeah, I'm going to start off with something really, really basic and then take it all over from there. Right, so in the process of teaching you these simple arpeggios, and then we are going to go forward from there and there on, you're going to learn a lot about phrasing, you're going to learn a lot about time signatures, and last but not least, you're going to play a melody which I composed, and I've composed the melody or the riff with both my hands. So a lot about these arpeggio patterns over the Andalusian cadence, we'll use both your hands to make the arpeggio, and to our luck, both the hands are going to be in one position. They're not going to go... I've done a few other videos on where we do runs and fills and whatnot. If you'd like, you could check those out. So, the first basic arpeggio pattern we're going to learn will be on the 4x4 signature and on the 3x4 signature, the most common signatures in life. So, if you take the same Andalusian chords, this is how I'm playing the basic pattern. So, I play D and F, the first two notes of the chord, D minor, and then I'm playing the remaining notes as the inversion. So I do D, F, A, D, F. Okay, you want to get a hold on that first. D, F, A, D, F. Then C, E, G, C, E. B flat, D, F, B flat, D. A, C sharp, E, A, C sharp, or A, C sharp, E, G, C sharp. If you like the dominant seventh, one more time. Okay, this is itself quite a nice pattern. So you go 1 and 2 and 3, or 1E and a 2E and a 3E. Start with that. So you see, I've just gone all the way up. I can now go up and down. Now you can, when you go down, there are two permutations. You can go. You can do that. 1E and a 2E and a. So FAD. So it's always an arpeggio created with both our hands. Okay, you can even do, just go up and down, or, so those last three notes I'd leave to you, you know, how you want to actually frame it, but I'm going with, I like this the most. So, F-A-D. So, you're repeating this and you're holding the pinky as much as possible. D-F-A-D-F-F-A-D. C-E-G-C-E-E-G-C. B-flat, D-F, B-flat, D-flat, D-F, B-flat. A-C-sharp, E-G, C-sharp, E-G, C-sharp. Or E-C-sharp, E-G. So, the last three notes could just be linear from somewhere in the middle. Takadimi, takadimi, takadimi. That's the pattern. Slowly. Now this is all over. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, 2, 3, 4. You could say 4 by 4. Now how do I make this 3 by 4? I could do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. 3, 1, 2, just by reducing two beats. See, 1, 2, 3, 1 and 2 and 3, and 2, and 2 and 3 and 3 and 2. 1E, 2, 1E and 2, 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2. So you can pretty much use this technique to play arpeggios on whatever time signature. Let's take another one. Let's take 5. 1E, 1E and a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But 5 is strangely easy because you just go all the way up and it adds up to 5. Takadina, 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 takadina. Ta-ta. You could also consider 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And repeat. And repeat. And with a 7 or any feel, you can also think of it from a melodic perspective. Let's say you wanted to go. Maybe I wanted to do that in thirds. Let's do that again. Quite like that. 1 and 2 and 3 and 7. 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, very slowly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, arpeggio with something melodic, ta-da-da, tum-pum-pum. 1, 2, 3, 4. So the 1, 2, 3, 4 is the arpeggio of D minor. Then I'm just adding that little melodic flavor. Ending on a non-chord tone, which is E. This will be notated for you. So do see the notation. But it's on a 7 by 8 signature, isn't it? Now, you can also, well, what I've ended up composing with this, instead of doing, I did very movie theme like, so I ended up tum pa da dum pum pa da da dum pa ba ba pum pa ba ba pum pa ba ba. So let me break that. Earlier we did. Now. That's FGA. No. CEFG. So. And maybe. With a staccato. That's the pattern which I compose. So arpeggios, you start off with 4x4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 3, that accent. Tuck it in the bum, tuck it, tuck it, tuck it, tuck it, tuck it, tuck it. Then we built it up to 6 and 7 and 5. And I also taught you a nice composition which I did on 7. Hope you found that useful, guys. Again, we've taken the Andalusian cadence, which is the D minor, C, B flat, A major, which is nothing but 1 minor, 7 flat major, 6 flat major, and then the ending with the 5 dominant or the 5 major at the end. Okay, we have a lot more work to do on the Andalusian cadence. Let's move forward.